There we go. Sorry about that. For some reason, the camera wouldn't activate.
Wait, we're over really far, or wait, because we have all kinds
I
of.
think you are. You're way
No,
more.
I mean you got a whole lot of room on your
Right.
side.
Scooch over a little bit. Let's scooch over. A
Get away
little
from
bit.
me. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Wow, this is a mess. Can you tell that we're stressed out? There's some event coming up this weekend. I can't think of what
No,
it's.
just a little thing happening this weekend that we're a little bit stressed about. Just moderately.
A lot of stress.
So before we get started, please tell us where you are watching from in the comment section, or if you're watch on the replay, put replay and where you're watching from. And as always, please share this feed with your Facebook friends because Facebook sucks. Good.
How do you really feel, Michelle? What about TikTok, Instagram? So let me just do the intro before we get out of hand. Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 136 for February 26th, 2024. I'm Scott.
Myself.
And as Michelle said, sorry, we're a little scattered. We have so much going on and apologize for not being here the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, as most of you may have seen, we were on Princess Cruise, which we're going to talk about in tonight's show. And then last week, we just had gotten back from the cruise and Michelle wasn't feeling well.
Cruise
So,
crud.
yeah, she had the cruise crud. And we're glad it wasn't more than just cruise crud. We worried there for a little bit, but it
You don't
wasn't.
have time for
We don't have time for that.
that
And
stuff.
then with all the planning going on for a little thing this weekend called the House of Mouse Expo happening in Osceola Heritage Park Event Center, we've been kind of busy. A little bit busy. And that's why the camera is probably not lined up the right way. But you know what? We're gonna make it work.
You know what? It is what it is this week. Sorry.
I just realized I'm not even looking at comments yet. There we go. Now I can see comments.
I was gonna say people could be saying stuff and you don't even know.
I know.
So yeah.
Awesome. Yep, everybody's seeing where they're from. So glad to have you guys all on. Thank
Thank
you
you for
so much.
joining
Yes, thank
us.
you very much for joining us. So you wanna what are we gonna talk about first? What do you wanna do?
Well, before we get started, why don't we talk about the recent announcement about the after hours party at
Oh
House of Mouse?
yes.
So I don't know if you saw, but you guys remember the old Mickey Mouse Club, like from the 90s, that was on Disney Channel, and there was all kinds of famous people that came out of that,
A lot of
music, different things. Well, so over the weekend, we were contacted by Dale Gunvaldo, who was in the MMC, and he was interested in coming to our show. And he was interested, they have a foundation called Always in the Club. So they were interested in doing a little meetup at our 90s party.
Yes.
So we found out today that not just Dale, but Chasen Hampton, who was also on the show and in the band at the party, is going to be at our party as well. So
Yes.
this is turning into some like the big 90s fest, which is
It
like
is.
pretty
It
cool.
is. So there is still party tickets available also if you're interested in going there with Chase and Dale. Dale will also be in attendance Saturday signing autographs.
Yes, so he will have a booth at the expo on Saturday only, where you can go and he'll sign autographs, take pictures, and whatnot. We don't know about Chasen yet, but as soon as we know, we will let you guys know.
Yes, exactly. So we're very excited that Dale wanted to be a part of the expo. He's really excited about it. He may have some item that he's going to put on
I
auction
forgot
that he
about
sent to me today.
that.
So I have a box sitting over there from FedEx, and I have not opened it. But what he told me it was going to be was maybe going to be some of his Mickey Mouse Club jackets, his varsity jackets that he's going to auction off at the expo to try to raise money for their
We're always in
foundation. So I'm really excited to see those. I didn't want to open the box because I felt like I was intruding, even though my name's on the box. So I guess it is my mail. Technically, I could open.
the So yeah, I think that's gonna be like super cool.
It's gonna be so cool. I'm so excited to have him there. I know Holly, our friend, is a huge Mickey Mouse Club fan, and she will be with Dale in his booth all week or on Saturday
On
for sure
Saturday. I'm
to help
sure she
assist
will be
him.
hobnobbing at the party with us as well.
Exactly.
But everybody can that goes to the party. So those as a separate ticket event, it is catered. There's a cash bar, woo, DJ, swag, there's all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested in the 90s party for Saturday, houseofmouseexpo.com, and you can get expo tickets as well.
If the party tickets are going to stop selling, though, I think it's going to be on Friday. They're no longer going to be sold because we have to have a final head count, and actually may have to be Thursday. So if you're interested in going to the party and you're thinking about it, you might want to grab the tickets before it gets too late because we will not be able to sell those same day because of the food options and such. We got to have a final head count before. So.
And also, if you are not able to attend this year's House of Mouse Expo, if you could help us spread the word, that would be so wonderful, because it's a whole lot of undertaking for the two of us to do, especially this guy right here. So I'm just the hype man. He puts everything together, talks to the celebrities, the agents, the venue, the car place, the hotel. That is all this guy. I mean, he has done such a good job. So,
well, thank you. You didn't have to say all that.
It's all you. I can't take credit.
No, it's a combination platter, because I couldn't do this without her support to help me to do this. The hype is the biggest thing, though. You need somebody to promote it. Anybody can put together an event, but if nobody knows about said event, it's worthless.
I try. It's been hard.
And the problem is Facebook only allows you to do so much, unfortunately, unless you're willing to give them lots of money, which we don't have.
Which we don't have, because they're putting on an expo.
And a lot of people don't realize House of Mouse Expo, it really is a labor of love, more so than the mainstream house. It's really a labor of love with House of Mouse. Michelle and I make zero from it, and actually we've spent a lot of money on it the last 2 years, and including this year, to bring this to the community, because we think it's something that eventually over time could become something huge, and people would love it, and they will keep coming back, and they would tell every one of their friends about it.
If it doesn't drive us insane first.
If it doesn't drive us insane first and have a complete meltdown and anxiety
attacks. Or have us living under a bridge.
Yeah, or living under a bridge, which could be it. So next week on Monday, we'll probably start a GoFundMe to help pay for everything.
We'll be in the absolute poorhouse by this time next week. So
we shall see. I know there's always a greater plan above us, what we know. And I'm trusting that's what's going to happen, there's a reason everything, even with all the difficulties, even with all the hurdles, even with all the things that we've hit along the path with this one, it's still going forward and things are still falling into place, like Dale calling the other day, Chase saying that he's going to be at the party today. Little things like that are what really push me to say this is working and it's going to work and it's going to be a great weekend. And I hope everybody who can hear my voice, if you can't make it, you at least tell friends who could make it or who want to come to this. I know it's really late for anybody to travel, but if you're in the area, please come out and have fun with us that day. As Michelle was talking about the After Hours party, it's going to be a total 90s throwback. We had a phone call today with Renee Adams, who's our DJ for that night. She's going to play a lot of Disney 90s music, but she's also going to play a lot of hits of the 90s.
I requested regular 90s music as well, like 90s club music or 90s like popular things. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So we're going to see what happens with that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get Chubba Wubba. Isn't that their name?
Chumba Wubba? Chumba Wubba. One song.
I know. We're going to have them come and
sing. Where are you pulling this out from? I mean, you could have said Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer.
Vanilla Ice is too big. We can't get it. Please.
How cool would that be?
It'd be pretty cool, actually.
Vanilla Ice.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice and Hammer to come open the show for us.
It got Hammer Pants?
I do have a pair from the 80s. I saw Hammer perform at the Joe Louis Arena in 90 when the Pistons won the world's NBA championship, and their song was You Can't Touch This that year, and they had all the Pistons on stage for it. It was pretty cool.
So was he too legit to quit?
He was too legit to quit. And I know Greg has been harassing me about that. I know that's coming, and it's fine.
What?
Bring it, Greg. I know he's going to harass me about saying too legit to quit.
Why is Greg going to harass me?
Because he harassed me about everything.
Okay, that's good.
Will Scott be wearing parachute pants is what Greg just asked. Randy asked if we're going to get Milli Vanilli.
Oh, half of Milli. I don't know if it's Milli or Vanilli. It passed away.
But what about the real ones that actually did the singing?
Oh, actually, they're around. We can bring them in. Okay, this could take a very sad turn. So we're
okay, let's stop and turn this around.
Let's not do that.
And we're going to get Greg to sing at the expo. He has said he would. He was testing my microphones the other day. So we're going to have Greg sing.
And I believe he's going to wear the Hammer Pants.
He is going to wear Hammer Pants. He said that he would do that for sure.
And a jacket with shoulder pads.
Yes.
I think it's going to look awesome.
Yep. So, Greg, if you see Greg, the one with the blue hair, because I doubt there'll be multiples at the party or at the event. If you see a guy with blue hair, just ask him when he's going to sing.
And when he's going to pull out the Hammer outfit.
Yep. And he said he can't touch us. But anyway, but we're going to go back over the House of Mouse Expo before we end tonight. We'll announce all the guests one more time for you guys to see them, how you can get tickets and the hours and such like that. But we have some real stuff we're going to talk about as well. Well, today.
Yeah, we got some real things to talk about.
Some news.
Well, I don't know if it's news.
Information.
News. We have informational things to talk to you about.
Why don't you go ahead and start with our informational things we're going to talk about?
Oh, my God. Only Monday. Can you imagine how we're going to be by Friday?
Three
God,
hours of sleep for about 4 weeks now. It's really not working out.
Okay. So anyhow, Epcot Flower and Garden Festival starts this weekend. We have a media event very early in the morning on Wednesday. So I hope you guys tune in on socials, Instagram stories, Facebook, whatever, wherever I can throw up, wherever. There's some new topiaries this year. Disney put out that the group topiary is up, and it's over by Cosmic Rewind, of course.
Of course.
There is, of course, going to be new merchandise, a new orange bird. I think it's a lounge fly effect. Food and all that good stuff. So speaking of Greg, so you want to hear something interesting?
Oh boy, Greg, she's throwing you under the bus.
No, this is informational. Informational things. He said that, you know, those coveted Figment popcorn buckets that were all over the Art Fest that looked like the pavilion.
Yes, the Imagination Pavilion.
Well, apparently they had a plethora of extra. Because now they are just being randomly sold at popcorn stands.
Interesting.
So, you know, that...
So the hype that beer on first day or you won't get it, and that fear of missing out, everybody buys it, they're still there.
Okay, so sidebar with that. What do you guys think as far as creating hype and, like, how do you know the difference? Like, follow me for a second. Listen. So, like, you know, when they put stuff up or they say, okay, this product is going to be at this festival or this new purse is going to be out on Tuesday or whatever. Like, you don't know if it's going to be something that is going to be gone and you really need to rush over wherever to get it. Or if it's just time.
Yeah, the rose gold ears was a perfect example of that. But Disney released them. Created the hype and then pulled them all back and said, okay, now we're going to create more of a hype that people are going to want them no matter what the price is, they're going to buy them. Because that was really the first big ear set, I would say, that went nuts.
Yeah, but then after that, there was other things that they put out, and I think that maybe they purposely held back on just to keep creating that hype. But it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like lately there hasn't been anything that's been a huge shortage. I mean, like when something first comes out, all the personal shoppers and the eBayers rush the park, which they will on Wednesday, I guarantee you.
And we'll see them walking out as we're
with
walking
bags in. With bags and bags and bags of stuff.
Yep.
They do that. Because that's when the hype is, because you don't know if that stuff is going to sell out by the end of the festival.
And the first, or last year's Figment bucket, the big Figment.
That was 2 years
ago. 2 years ago popcorn bucket. That one was huge because that one did sell out at one point, didn't it? And they had to wait for it to come back in. And we totally bought into the hype. We didn't get the first day, but we got the second day, didn't we? Or a couple days.
Yeah, I
know.
But I had to have it. I almost bought the one this year until I saw people dropping
and apart.
Breaking. They were breaking, the doors were flying off. So I decided I don't need that one.
Yeah, so somebody said, I thought there were limits to buying new items. There are, but the shoppers have gotten around that and they bring like four
they
or five
bring, like,
friends.
Eight family members with them.
And they all buy separately.
Yeah.
It's a really good scam they got going over there.
But I'm wondering, okay, follow me on this one. I'm wondering if they do have a bigger supply now, which cuts down the demand for resellers.
Yep, I believe it does, yeah.
Because where were we? There was a festival recently. I don't know if it was arts or if it was holidays. It was something. Because, you know, there's so many.
I might remember once you do.
And we were somewhere. Oh, we had to be up that because we had just walked in. And the merchandise booth had not even opened yet, and there was festival crap already on eBay for like hundreds of dollars, and it wasn't even open yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
that was
a whole
crazy
thing.
The way they did that. It's just, you never know what's going to take off though. But I think Disney's done a lot to kind of steer away from the personal shoppers. Like one thing they've done, which I've noticed a couple of times, is sometimes things on now Disney Store instead of Shop Disney is cheaper than what it is in the parks. Even with your annual pass holder discount, you can sometimes get cheaper on Disney Store where they might have free shipping, they might have a percentage off, buy one, get half off, something like that. And Disney's created that to where I think it discourages the personal shoppers.
Yeah, that's crazy because, wait, pause for a minute. Hi, Michelle. She's in Cancun. Enjoy the sunshine. So that's the thing now too, because if you look at Disney Store online and you look at stuff in the actual stores, a lot of times you can find it cheaper online. So sometimes if there's something that I want, or if it's getting towards the end of a season, I will go look, like Christmas stuff, for example. I'll go look online at Disney stuff, and it's cheaper even with the discount. So I don't exactly understand what they got going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still, the big thing is Disney is still selling their stuff, and across multiple channels they're selling it. So they're selling it in person, and those are the people who, I have to have it today. I might not get it if I wait. And that's a lot of ad hype, but the people like us who are local, we go and see it in the park, then we'll quickly pull out the app and check the store. Okay, it's in the store. Do you need it today? No, order it there and save whatever
That's
amount.
now.
Yeah, that's
However,
not, it didn't used to be
a
that
few
way.
years ago, like, okay, for example, when Disney finally came out with a Tangled collection that I had been waiting for, because they do not have enough Tangled, just saying, I panic bought because I didn't know. So I knew it was coming out like on a Wednesday, and I hate mornings, but I got up
We
early
did road trip
and
that
got up and ran myself over to Uptown Jewelers because I knew that's where it was. And I was able to pick the placement and everything that I had wanted. But yeah, there's a lot of people that like that will panic buy because you're afraid that you're not going to get it.
Exactly. And you want, and again, something like a Dooney, you don't want to buy that on Shop Disney or Disney
Oh
Store.
no,
There's the
because
pattern
you
to
have to
do.
take a good look at it to make sure it is what you would like.
Right, because
There's a whole system.
there's a whole system, and it's crazy. And I guess I shouldn't say much because with the leggings, we try to make sure our placement on our leggings we do for Lost Princess Apparel, but we make them to where every pair is identical.
That's true.
We purposely do that so that there is no unicorns as
And
a
speaking
base
of Lost
quality.
Princess and Doonies, we have a Haunted Mansion Dooney and Burke bag giveaway happening
That's right, I
right now,
forgot
so
about
make sure you check out Lost Princess Barrel.
that. Where is it? It's going to show up.
It's way over there. I'm not getting
We're staying here until Friday.
All right. So festival, yes. Wednesday, we will be there first thing in the morning. But here's another point.
I'm following.
All right. So Greg again mentioned something again today. See, I listen to you, Greg.
Sometimes.
Sometimes that wait, I'm computing. All right. So they already put out every topiary, every new sign, like what's going to be in the Odyssey Pavilion before the festival even starts. So that kind of takes the wind out of your sails when it comes to, oh my gosh, we're going to go to this media event, we're going to cover, but it's already out.
But yeah, it's kind of like we go to these wondering, okay, what's the thing they haven't shown that we get to talk about first? You know, because usually there's something little.
Well, yeah.
But what's odd is they have us there earlier than they've ever had us
They're having like a media breakfast before the park even opens. Now,
there.
I don't know
Which,
if they're
no.
going to tell us something different that nobody knows yet. We're going to find out.
I don't know. It's very odd that they have us going so early. Usually on a opening day of a festival, usually they say just check in by 3 o'clock or something like that. Some of them,
Depends on
yeah,
which
some of them.
festival.
So I guess we'll see what this means when we get there on Wednesday. So stay tuned to Facebook, Instagram to see what it is. Is there anything you're looking forward to? I haven't looked at any. Honestly, I haven't looked at any of the food. I know the music isn't that great of a lineup for this year's festival.
Universal's was better.
Yeah, so SeaWorld. It is. Even SeaWorld did better. And Busch Gardens did well
All
also.
right. Disney could go in the way of SeaWorld and have Ludacris come. I mean, I would go. I know some people that'll go
Would
with
be
me.
packed. They would be packed if Luda was at Disney.
Oh my God. I would totally be at all the shows.
Straight out of the Super Bowl performance at halftime.
Right? I would go to
Actually, that
that.
would be kind of fun to see how he has to tone it down in front of that crowd.
Yeah.
So it's different, but
Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen, but we can
you never
wish.
know. Come on, Luda.
Oh, yeah.
Luda and Flo Rida, come open the show. And
Throw some
then
pit bull in
I was
there.
gonna say Mr. Worldwide. He
Mr. Worldwide.
belongs in the world.
Absolutely. Disney, if you're listening, we have great ideas for you.
I got some people I can kind of, I'll see if I can help you.
Get people.
I got people.
Okay.
Greg, Corey, anyway. Ronnie. That's about all I got.
So cruising. Shall we talk cruises? So we were, as you know, on a media cruise. We got home a week ago.
Saturday
from being on the
Sky Princess.
The Sky Princess, which is it's a very large ship from Princess
very
Cruise
large
Line.
Ship. Very nice ship.
And no, we had never sailed Princess before, mm-hmm. and it's. Let's see. I'm just going to give them the rundown of the whole point.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so Princess Cruise Line is usually an older demographic. It kind of, how does it, well, you guys, if you were alive, if you remember the Love Boat, what?
If you were alive.
I have a point.
If you or somebody you know died, please call this one.
The Love Boat.
Soon will be me.
So anyhow, so it's been around a long time, and a lot of people like the Love Boat. And but if you watch the show, we're gonna bookmark that.
Yeah, you gotta come back. I
have to come back to that one. You know, it was, people thought it was like a single type of cruise, and then they started gearing it towards like couples and whatever else. Well, I think somewhere along the way, they got kind of pigeonholed into being an older person's ship.
Yeah.
So the point of them inviting us and a couple of others was they're trying to reach a younger demographic. And they have a new, the Sun Princess, they have a brand mm-hmm. new ship that's coming out. And I had asked her, like the PR lady, I asked her flat out, what for the new ship, what are you trying to go for?
Right, what's your target?
She said Gen X and younger. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that too. So so the, when we got on the ship, this is going to be the interesting part. We get on the ship and we have a meeting with the president.
John Padgett.
The Princess Cruise Line. So here's the kicker with that. John Padgett used to work for Disney, and he was one of the original creators of the Magic Band.
It was all his idea. He told the story that he was on a flight, and he was looking at the Sky Mall magazine on the flight,
yeah.
and he saw something similar with another company was doing. He goes, let's turn that into something Disney can use, and that's how the Magic Band was born.
Yeah.
But he never was able to take the Magic Band to its full potential at Disney because too many people started worrying about privacy and what they wanted on the Magic Band, so he was really limited to what he could do. So he took it to Princess.
Yes. Okay, so that was one of the first things we talked about. I wish I have it somewhere. But so what they have is called the medallion, which is like the inside of a Magic Band.
Yes.
And they give you different ways to wear it. You can wear on like a little lanyard. You can get a bracelet. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different ways to wear it. So just like a Magic Band, when you're walking up to your room, you hear your door unlock. Like if you're coming back to your room and you got, you know, towels or a bag or food or whatever else, that you, it automatically opens for you. And then there's a screen outside the room that has your name and your picture pop up. So it kind of almost says hi to you every time that you walk up because of this Magic Band system.
Yeah.
So also it kind of tracks where you are on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
For the reason of, let's say you're up on the deck by the pool and you mm-hmm. decide you want a frozen drink, but you don't feel like getting up and walking over to the bar.
Or losing your seat if you get up.
That's true. So you can order a drink and they will find you where you're sitting at on the deck or wherever it may be. Now, I may or may not have taken advantage of that a time or two.
Well, the best part about it, so the medallion, what it does is you create a profile with the medallion, which has your picture on it, and that's how they find you. So when you place your order, so she placed an order, and it asks you, like, where you're at, and it might say, like, deck 17, poolside or whatever, and then they'll bring the drink, and then they'll look for her based on the picture that's on their pad or their phone.
Unless I'm wearing my beach hat, my sunglasses,
and then they
it might
can't
be
see
a little
her.
Harder.
Then they give it to somebody else. but they do. They come down, they find where you're at, they deliver your beverage, and that's it. And they'll do it for food, they'll do it for drinks, they do the, and it all works the same way in your room. It's all the exact same. So no matter where you're at, and we saw on Super Bowl Sunday, we were on the ship.
Oh, that's right, Super Bowl.
And so we really didn't care about the Super Bowl because Detroit wasn't there.
As you know, we don't care.
We don't care. But we did get a lot of love for the Lions that day because we were wearing
Tons of Lions shirts on the ship. Come on.
But so we ended up finding Lou Mangiello, and he was sitting there, and he had been sitting there for a while.
He staked out that spot all day.
He had a great spot. He had space for us to come in there and sit with him and watch the, and we watched the first half of the game pretty much.
And through the halftime.
And through halftime. But Lou never left that seat except to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Throughout the day. So he would, he had pizza, he had drinks, he had pop, soda, everything. They just bring it to you. And it's all part of the whole experience of being on Princess Cruise. It's not like you have to pay an upgrade to have that. It's not like they expect to be tipped anymore for that service. It's just what it is. And that's part of their service level that they just want to make it to where you're on vacation. You shouldn't have to wait in line to get a drink. You shouldn't have to wait in line to get food. You shouldn't have to wait in line to do this or that. They're trying to eliminate that. And there's little lines here and there. Not too bad.
Yeah.
But their eventual goal is to make it to where they eliminate the lines because they can be faster because they know you. Now, there's still – the medallion still has some – it's not perfect.
No.
But you might walk up to a bar to get a drink, and they might ask you your room number if the medallion's not picking up or they have too many people around there. It's harder for them to try to find you in the crowd on their screen. So.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple times I ordered a drink, and it said delivered on the app, and I don't know who got it. I hope they enjoyed it because it wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, just take her drinks.
Well, you know. So that is a really cool feature. I just thought it was from the fact that they knew that we were Disney sites, and the fact that the first thing they did when we got on the ship was to talk about the medallion system from the creator of the Magic Band. That was really cool.
It was brilliant, and actually, hearing him talk and his story about how he did it at Disney, and then coming to Princess and saying, "Okay, let's take this idea and give it its full potential that he couldn't do when he was at Disney," and he did it. And he said he's still got plans for what it's going to do. So it's only going to get bigger and better. Mm-hmm. But that becomes your everything on the ship. That's your way you pay. That's the way you get on and off the ship at the ports.
So easy on and off the ship.
Yeah.
Too.
When we've done Disney, it's a very impossible. You can't compare Disney to Princess. Two different types of ships, two different types of crowds, two different vacations completely.
We're trying to give you like the differences, but not necessarily a comparison.
Right. So when we got off a Disney ship, you always had to have your ID with you, your room card to show to get back on the ship. With Princess, you literally scan your medallion. When you walk onto the ship, there's a little scanner there. You scan it. The guy goes, "Okay," and you go, and that's it. You're back.
All your information is right there.
Right. They've seen, in order to get your medallion, they've seen your passport. They've seen your driver's license. They know it's you. So where on Disney you needed more information, the medallion eliminates all that information for customs and everything to get back on the ship.
And I will say that getting off the ship, that when you disembark, was a heck of a lot quicker than Disney. We were in our room to the car within a half hour. So that's a really great feature as well.
And the really cool part about the disembarking, though, is so if you've ever been on a cruise ship, at the end of the cruise, you come up there and you have to talk to a customs agent, and they're like, "Did you buy this? Where are you going?"
They treat you like a criminal.
Right. It's the third degree about where you've been, what you're doing. Well, you know where I've been. You're saying it's like the port terminal. You know where I was.
Yeah.
You know if I bought anything on the ship because it would be on the thing. But you got to show them like birth certificate, passport, whatever, to get through them. With Princess, you literally walk up. There's a screen there. It takes your picture, and if it comes back green, you just walk through.
Yeah.
And if there was a problem, then you talk to a customs agent.
Because they know where you've been because you have your medallion on.
Yeah, you can't get on the ship without – if you buy stuff, they're going to know when you get back on the ship at a port. When you buy it on the ship, it's on your medallion. And, yes, I know a lot of people, all privacy concerns. I don't want them to know. Your phone tracks more than this does. So it's really not a bad thing. It's just – it's a faster way to get through everything. And trust, from somebody who is very worried about privacy concerns on the internet and everything like me, this did not bother me.
No, it was pretty cool, actually. And it was much more convenient. So I know that Disney is, you know, this year rolling out Magic Band for the cruise ships. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to entail everything, all the perks that they do with Princess. But I'm sure that that's going to be their long-term goal.
I would think so.
As far as, you know, making it super easy for people that are sailing.
And for the Disney cruises, they already did have it for the kids. So the kids got the band because that's how they could go to the kid clubs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They would get a Magic Band. The adults didn't get one, but the kids did. But I don't know. I definitely – that was one of my favorite parts of the Princess Cruise was the medallion service. It also links photo ops. So if you go take a picture, you don't have to scan anything. They know based on your medallion and the camera link up. And
yeah, they take your picture and you walk away. You don't have to say anything to them. And it pops up on your app because you have your medallion on.
And then if you're going to purchase them, you can just purchase right from the app. You can select the size of the photo you want. You put submit, add to cart, checkout, and then it's ready for your pickup whenever you get the message back saying go pick up your photos. Just don't wait till the last day like we did.
We're waiting for them to get mailed. I still don't have my pictures.
Yeah. So they're mailing to us because everybody did it at the end of the cruise, so there's probably too many of them for to get it. So we're waiting to see those come, but they will eventually be here.
Yeah.
So. But this was the longest cruise we've ever done, too, together.
That's true.
7 days. I've never been on a 7-day cruise. I didn't think I would like 7 days. I thought it would be too much, but I think it was still good.
I really was worried that I was going to feel a little bit, cooped up or whatever because being on a ship for a week. I really had a good time. It was so, and I don't mean this in a bad way. It was so low key with everything. There wasn't a whole lot to do like in the evening. A lot of sitting by the pool, a lot of ordering room service, a lot of, just ordering anything from where you are. Mm-hmm. If you want to go and relax, like absolutely relax, yes. Like Princess Cruise Line is amazing for that.
Definitely.
And also if you are on a couples trip or a girls trip or with, other couples, there's hardly any children.
That's true. We they had I want to say there was at least 4 pools I believe I saw on deck. The total week I would say I saw maybe a dozen kids the whole week, spread out. I think somebody told us there was either 18 or 21 kids on the boat totally. Everybody else was 18 or over. And there is an adult only pool. You didn't need it. The pools are nicer because A, they keep them filled the whole time.
Yeah.
They never drain them. So like if you're on a Disney cruise, when you go into port, they drain the pool. When they come back out, they fill it up. But these pools were always filled, always warm, which was nice, but they were deep pools. I got in the one, I couldn't even touch the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was 6'6" deep on the pool, which usually I'm used to getting in a pool and it's like 3 foot deep, and I got to sit down and actually put my whole body in water. So it was kind of nice to have the depth there. They have lots of hot tubs on the deck. Deck 16 is the main pool deck, and then 17.
Relaxation. If you want to unplug, we don't have to because they have Wi-Fi on the ship. But if you really want to just chill out and,
relax.
A break.
Yep.
Sarah asked about music trivia. Sarah, I wish, because I would have wiped the floor with these people.
But again, this goes back to the demographic that they currently cater to. So their music trivia was 50s music trivia. It was ABBA music trivia. It was
60s. I think 60s they had a 70s.
They,
did. That's
they might have done the 70s, but I don't
and
think
I wouldn't
they
know the answers.
they did one hit wonder music trivia, but we didn't get to go to that. We had a dinner during that one.
See, and that's the only thing. Like they do have some shows. They're not big productions like Disney Cruise Line. But a lot of the people are eating during the showtime because they have 3 specialty restaurants. And my favorite was it's called Sabatini's. It was the Italian restaurant on the ship.
And I think it was 6 course. Is that what
it was? It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Now, mind you, all right, here, we keep it real. So here's my realness of one of the things I did not care for.
Both of us didn't care for this. I know where you're going.
I'm a picky eater. Maybe not a picky eater, but a basic eater. There's a lot. I don't like fancy. You guys know I won't eat seafood. I don't eat beef or pork either. So if you don't like seafood, you are in trouble because there is fish everywhere.
Seafood or beef. If you're okay with steak, they had steak at every restaurant also. But yeah, if you love seafood, perfect for you. If you love steak every night, perfect. If you like pork, if you like different things like that,
weird foods
there's
too.
Stuff. But we're both very basic, and they had us in a lot of specialty dining. So we went to we were supposed to go to all 3 restaurants. We skipped one of them completely because there was nothing on the menu either one of us would eat.
Yeah, more you than me. So the one night we had to go to their specialty seafood restaurant, for example, and I sat down and I'm thinking, okay, I know I'm going to order room service later because there's nothing I'll eat. So And this has happened before on Disney Cruise Line. On Disney, I've said, I don't eat fish. What do you have? And usually Disney has like a grilled chicken dish, or they'll let you order off the kids menu. Like, there are options for those like myself who don't eat certain things. Well, the night of the fish dinner, there was nothing I would eat on the menu. So I asked the waiter, I don't eat any of this. Do you have other options? And the only option they gave me was they wouldn't put fish in the pasta.
Yeah, they wouldn't put shrimp in the pasta, so it would just be vegetables and shrimp, or vegetables and pasta, but it was all peppers, wasn't
It was all
it?
peppers.
Yeah,
It
so.
was just not, it was not good. But if you like that sort of thing, then you are all
Yes.
set. But for me, we didn't go to the other one because I wouldn't eat anything.
Oh, we didn't go to steak.
I
No.
wish that, like other cruise lines, if you're sitting there and you're hungry, there should be an option for you
Right. And
to
there
eat something.
and then there's three other dining rooms also, which are their staple dining rooms. Every night those three dining rooms exist, but the menu changes every single day. So you have to go on your app every day to see what the menu. Those three restaurants are the exact same though, every night. The specialty dining ones, those ones are I think a standard menu, same every night of the week. And then there's the buffet, which changes every single day from beginning to end. I know you're not a big fan of the buffet. There was parts of it I liked, there was parts of it not so
There
much.
was too much eccentric food. Like just stuff that I would never eat.
A lot of it was themed per country, so there was like a London area where it was a lot of foods from London and
Fish.
stuff like that, and fish and stuff like that. There was also the Japan area where it was also a lot of sushi and stuff like that.
Fish.
Mexican area, which is where I ate most of the time. There was a little bit of Italian area in one of the nights she ate there,
And
but
there was fish in half of that
yeah.
too.
And then
Why all the
they
fish?
also had burgers, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, things like that. And in addition to all that, though, there is another restaurant called Alfredo's, which was a pizza restaurant,
Oh yeah.
pizza salads and such. We never did go to it, but there's also a place called The Slice on deck 16, which is the
He was
pool.
there all the time.
Best pizza I think I've ever had
On a
since we
cruise.
moved to Florida, honestly.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It's the same pizza that was served in the Alfredo's restaurant. And then there's another restaurant there called the Salty Dog, I think it was. And that's where they had hot dogs, burgers, Impossible Burger, which you said was one of the best ones you've ever had. French fries, cheese fries, tacos, I think, all kinds of stuff there too.
I ended up eating cheese pizza and veggie burgers and a lot of croissants on the buffet.
Oh, that's the other thing though, the 24-hour cafe.
There's a 24-hour cafe. And oh, okay, so I saw Greg commented
Oh, the dirty
the
bananas.
dirty banana.
Do you like dirty bananas?
All right, so there's this drink on the ship called the Dirty Banana. And I really was put off by the name at first.
It's weird to walk up to a bar. I'll
I'll
take
take
a
a
dirty
dirty
banana.
banana.
There are too many jokes there. Way too many jokes there. So.
So he actually ordered the dirty banana first. Now he doesn't drink, but it was like a chocolate banana smoothie.
They gave us the drink package, so I was going to try it.
Oh yes, the drink package. If you order the alcohol package, you can get up to 15 drinks a day, and that
15
includes
alcoholic drinks plus unlimited
plus
soda.
Coke, tea,
Smoothies.
juices, which isn't that bad because the drinks are not strong enough.
No.
So anyway, so this dirty banana ended up being the drink of the
Everybody loved
week.
it.
Everybody
Everybody,
liked it.
so we were there with four other sites and we like introduced them all to the dirty banana. They all
At first they were like, ew. I'm like, no, try it. It's really good. So like last Friday we ended up trying to make them at home and we did. It's like ice cream, banana,
rum, Kahlua.
rum, Kahlua, and chocolate sauce. And you
No,
just
that's all it was.
whip that up. It's delicious.
It really did taste, and that's the only thing reason I liked it, I think, because it did taste like a chocolate banana smoothie, and you could barely taste the alcohol in it when I had it. So that's my problem with why I don't like the taste of alcohol at all. But that was actually good. I did try
It was like a dessert.
that. It was.
So I ended up gaining weight on the cruise because all I did was I didn't eat
Dirty
food.
bananas.
I didn't really eat food because there wasn't anything for me to eat. So I just had dirty bananas all
Dirty
the
bananas
way.
and cheese pizza and croissants.
The veggie burger wasn't bad.
And there was a gelato bar also on the ship. I
They
forgot
do have
about
a
that one.
gelato
And they
bar
have a
there.
lot of bars. A lot of drinking bar areas.
They like lounges. Yeah. Now, mind you, it's not like bars. It's...
No, one time we were up on the deck, I think it was the day before the last day. We were on the ship and they actually
played the modern music.
For like an hour and a half, it said Hits by the Pool, and it was like the music's off her playlist. I thought they just tapped into her phone because it was all her
my stuff.
Her club music.
Yeah, and like for example, like during halftime when Usher was on, I think I was the only one on the whole deck that was like,
she was getting down.
And everybody else was like.
And the other thing we didn't talk about was the ports we went to. So we went to three ports on this also. Well, four if you want to count. So we went to their island, which was okay. That's actually the same island, though, where they're building Lighthouse Point for Disney.
Yeah.
The same same island. Disney's on one side. Princess is on the other side.
So, yeah, we were actually on the new island for Disney Cruise Line that is not open yet. You could see some of the top of the huts and different things. But, yeah, they share that island with what's going to be the new stop for Disney Cruise Line.
Yep. So we saw that on. Next stop was San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Which they gave us excursions. So that one, we went to a beach resort that day. And actually, we ended up sitting by their pool and such. I was hanging out there. Then we went to Grand Turk in Caicos, which was absolutely amazing. I have never seen water so crystal blue as we did when we got off the ship that day.
So the cool part, for me anyway. So, like, again, older crowd on the ship. So when you got off at the port, there was like shopping, and then right, like if you go towards the left, there's a Margaritaville restaurant. Well, the restaurant has pools. So you can go there and walk up to the bars, get frozen drinks, get food. They're playing music. They're playing games by the pool. Yep, there's DJ. Like a surfing.
Yeah. Waves. Thing. What are they? I can't remember, but it looks like you're surfing on the ocean. But
it teaches you how to surf. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the waves go up, and yeah, I would never do it because I would probably break everything in my body.
Those guys who were doing it were really good.
They were really good. And I'm just sitting there with my pina colada going, no.
But it was crazy because at first I thought, well, this must be a resort. It wasn't a Margaritaville resort. It was literally
a
Margaritaville restaurant with a bunch of pools. And the staff, one guy kept walking because you had to take bridges over the water.
Yeah.
He was walking downstairs with a tray balancing on his head filled with drinks and
food. And frozen drinks on this that these people had. It was
amazing.
The coolest thing. Now, if it were me, oh, God, nope, I would drop everything.
But that island was so nice. The water was so crystal clear. The beach was beautiful. It was a fantastic spot to stop.
I didn't want to get back on the boat.
No.
It was absolutely my favorite.
Yes.
But the Dominican Republic was also very beautiful.
Thank
it looked stop. Like Jurassic Park.
Yes. So Amber Cove, Dominican Republic was our next stop. And she's right. And actually, we looked up some scenes from Jurassic Park were filmed.
And
Pirates of the Caribbean were filmed there. But it did. As you're pulling up to the island, and all you see is the mountains and the greenery.
And the greenery, the big greenery with, like, palm trees,
yes.
Like, woven throughout. It looked like something out of a movie set, and it's because it's been used in
movies. And then they had a really cool water park area that was included that we could have went
to. That we didn't know.
We didn't know about it. So we actually got off the ship, and we're like, oh, we don't need our bathing suits. We're not going to swim because the beach was kind of not too close by. Then we get off, and there's this big water area that we could have went and hung out by all day.
But now we know.
Now we know. So if we ever go back, if we go back, we do want to go back to Grand Turk for sure.
I like that itinerary. I know Disney Cruise Line does different, you know, Caribbean, different ports of call. The only port of call I didn't really care for was San Juan.
Yeah.
It wasn't as pretty as the others, let's just say. Like the beach, like restaurant, was my birthday that day. And I picked that excursion because, there wasn't much left. And I looked at the pictures online. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. And then when we got there, I was like, this doesn't look like the pictures.
They're very good at making the pictures look good. San Juan was probably the least of my favorites of the whole thing, but you had been to San Juan many years ago.
Many, many years ago.
And you said it looked nothing like it did when you were there.
Oh my gosh. That's what I meant to tell my parents about. So if you haven't been cruising in a while, my parents, when I still lived at home, this is late 90s, I want to say, we went to, on a cruise, it was Royal Caribbean, and San Juan was one of the stops. And they didn't have a lot when you got off, like the we get off the boat or the ship, I'm sorry, the town was like right there.
Right.
But now they actually have hotels, like big hotels. They have chain restaurants.
Yeah, like Seymour Frogs were right there. Harley Davidson was right there. So it was
it's really changed. Like when I was there years ago with my family, like we had to walk through the town to even, like there was a McDonald's and there was a Hard Rock. But other than that, there was nothing else. Why are you laughing?
Oh, no, just because I'm re-picturing us going through there. We ended up going to Walgreens. We went to Walgreens because we need more sun lotion.
And we ended up not buying anything because everybody else in town was at the Walgreens, too.
Yeah.
And the line went all the way around the store. So we were like, no, thanks. We're not going to be able to get back on the ship in time.
But they also had little street vendors even out of there.
See, that was cool. It was like a little street fair, like right where they docked the ships, and nobody was pressure selling or anything like that. It was really that was the cool part. Now, I would have known that we could have just got off the ship and gone to like restaurants or go walk the street fair. I probably would have skipped the beach thing.
Yeah, I think we would have because that was I actually enjoyed that part where we got to go to the ships. And like she said, there was no we've gotten off in Nassau before. And is that where we got bugged?
Oh, for
people?
Sure.
Yeah, we got off the ship in Nassau with Disney, and it was like, hey, come here. Hey, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Take a car. Take a cab.
And they tell you not to do that.
Right.
I forget. So I heard somebody on the ship say that it's not safe to just do a random taxi. Like, if it's not with the cruise lines, don't go.
So when we got up somewhere in San Juan and we just saw all these vendors, and they set up their tents, they set up their tables, and they literally are just sitting there waiting for you to walk up to their booth. And even when you walk up, she didn't buy her, but even that, the lady was like, no pressure.
No.
She wasn't like, oh, I sell you three for this price.
No,
like,
no pressure
like, no
selling.
Pressure.
No
trying to upsell her. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just very relaxed and chill, and it made it better. It was a better experience, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So all in all, I mean, I would say that I would do Princess Cruise Line again. I'm very curious to see the new ship because it's supposed to be different than what they have now.
Yes.
Again, a younger demographic, which I would be interested to see. We did have a wonderful time. It was relaxation that we definitely needed.
And we had 3 days on the ship, or three big holidays on the ship, though. Super Bowl, your birthday, and Valentine's Day.
My birthday is a holiday.
It's Princess Vespa.
Yeah, okay. Princess Vespa. Okay, all right. So, what was I going to say? I was going to say something and I lost it because you
Sorry. Told
me crap. What was it? It was important. I don't know. Oh, what? Back to the bookmark sidebar.
Oh, I agree.
So, if you got nothing else that you want to watch in the evenings, you can stream old episodes of The Love Boat.
Yep.
Now, these are things that are kind of like new for us watching them. And I recall bits and pieces of the show, but nothing that was like, that stood out.
A lot of adult things that we didn't realize.
Holy crap. Okay, so for this show being older, there's a lot of stuff that they said and did on The Love Boat that you're like, I was grasping my pearls. Like, how can they?
She was, yeah.
Like, how do they say that? How do they do that?
Realized
it was really
eye-opening.
Really eye-opening. And it was really fun because so we are such like old souls because like when we didn't have anything to do, we would order like key lime pie and like cheese fries to the room and watch episodes of The Love Boat because that's how exciting we are. And you see all the old stars, like they had guest stars every single week.
They did. Every episode had somebody new, and sometimes the same guest star would be on multiple weeks, but they were playing different
people.
So like JJ Walker was in the first episode, but he was also in an episode down that same season. But the one we kept talking a lot about on the ship was it was the episode with the mom from Family Ties, Meredith.
Quit talking about that one. You keep talking
creepy.
About that one.
Because it's just creepy.
It is creepy. Anyway, it was creepy.
It's a creepy episode.
Another one. So okay, so Disney related, kind of. You know, Billy Crystal, Mike Wazowski.
Oh, I forgot about that
one. So one of the episodes he was on, he was the kissing bandit. And at night, Billy Crystal would put on like a cape and
white tuxedo,
a mask. And he would go around kissing random women on the ship. We're talking like, here's a lady, drinking her drink or whatever
We're
on the
looking at the
side.
ocean.
And all of a sudden, he's like dipping her and giving her a smooch and then running off.
Then he run off. And they wouldn't get mad. They'd be like, oh, come back.
God.
I hope he catches me tomorrow
morning. Oh, my God. So, like, so what is a fault today? Like, totally flew back then.
And Pat Carroll was one of the people, Ursula.
Yes. So, Pat Carroll, Ursula, was one of the people on the ship. But the craziest part, so we're sitting here watching these episodes and we're Googling the guest stars because
how old were they?
Yeah, how old were they? You know, who's who from what show?
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, so Pat Carroll, she passed away a couple years ago and in her 90s. Now, the crazy part is that she looked exactly the same. Wasn't, didn't we Google that episode was like 1977?
77 or 78 and she was 50.
51 and oh, goodness. So I guess you can say people age better now.
It was her and the Mr. Drysdale secretary from the Beverly Hillbillies. They were like they were like roommates on the ship, and they were always together, and they both just wanted Billy Crystal to come and kiss them.
Oh, yeah, they were really, really hoping that kissing bandit was going to swing by. Weirdest freaking thing. Jody, it was Fort Lauderdale that we sailed out. So, yeah.
Which
so
you then, can now take the Sunrail down to if you don't want to watch on there.
So, all in all, Princess Cruise Line is, we had a really good time. I'm really curious to see the new ship. It is, you get a whole lot of, like, drinks, food, whatever, mm-hmm. the beautiful ports for a fraction of what you pay for Disney Cruise Line.
Right, and Disney, you don't get the drinks. You don't get unlimited drinks with Disney or even a package to where you get the drinks like that. So, you have to pay for everything. So, Disney's price doesn't include anything but the dinners, really.
Right, and Princess has the 24-hour cafe. Now, if you're sailing on Disney Cruise Line, then you know, like, 11 o'clock or whatever, it's, like, hard to find food.
Yeah, you'd have to order room service, and then you have a very limited menu of what you can get. So this was a very nice. I would do Princess Cruise again. I do want to see the new ship when it comes out. We did get to do a tour of the bridge.
Oh, yeah. We got to go see where they actually
drive the boat.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Ship.
It's a big boat. The love boat.
All the technology that goes into steering a cruise ship, and it's all, it's, well, obviously it's not like the Titanic where there's a big wheel.
But there was a little wheel that they said they use occasionally when they're pulling into a port, and it's like a driver's wheel that they use to drive into ports. The one thing that amazed me, and they told us that, they showed us the computer that tells them what route to follow for the pathway to be deep enough for the water. At some points, they told us that there's only 1 meter between the bottom of the boat and the ocean floor. And that's only 3 feet, 3 feet, 3 inches, which is kind of crazy that you think, I mean, 3 feet, it seems like a lot, but when you're talking about a boat that's 200 feet tall, 3 feet doesn't seem like that much.
Well, at least you know you wouldn't get hurt if you fell over.
Exactly.
You could stand up.
You get swept under the ship, but hey, you'd be all good.
You could stand up. But it was really neat. They have like all these machines, and there's these two guys that sit in these upper chairs. And there's these big radar screens mm-hmm. in front of them. And then, like, the controllers on the side. And basically, they are the ones making sure that there's a clear path. The technology is amazing. And also, I asked, because I'm an animal person, what happens if there is mm-hmm. marine life?
If a whale's up in the air.
They will actually, they have, like, these sonar devices to where they can see if there's, like, a whale or something big in their path. And they will slow down. For the whip to get past.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of the way they do that at Kilimanjaro Safari at Disney.
Yeah.
If an animal walks on the path, they don't move the truck. They wait for the animal to move, which they kind of do the same thing. They let the animals in their environment choose when they're going to get out of the way. They don't force them.
And another fun thing, because again, animal person, and I get excited about little things. One of the people up in the front, she showed me video from the ship. And the dolphins play with the front of the boat. They think it's a game.
Yeah.
So she had all these videos of these dolphins trying to like race the ship. And they don't get hurt. They're playing and they're swimming with the ship. It was the cutest flipping thing, I swear.
Yeah, but she showed us a cool video of seeing that. And she said it happens all the time, that they're used to it.
They just play with boats.
It was really
cool. I'm like, oh. So cute.
So, all in all, Princess was great. We thank them for inviting us out.
Yes,
we had a great
I had
time.
A really great week.
We'd love to go back again when the new ship comes out. They talked about Alaskan cruises they do where they get right up to icebergs where you can see penguins.
Yes.
Really
okay,
close.
I hate cold weather, but I want to see penguins.
I would love to go see penguins in their natural.
Or whales, like the killer whales up there, different things. I mean, It's great. And also our sponsor, Becky at MEI Mouse
Yes.
Fan Travel, she does book not just Disney, she does Princess Royal Caribbean,
Yes,
Carnival,
all of them.
Universal. It's she's not just pigeonholed into Disney. So if you have any questions, we do have links on our site.
Yeah, wherever you want to take a vacation, if you call them, they can help you out.
Yeah,
So,
and they're fantastic.
and they're fantastic. They will get you the best trip for the best price,
That's right.
always.
So
So we're almost out of time, but did we want to recap House of Mouse one last time
if
for
you
this
want to
show?
just go ahead and let it rip.
We'll just let it rip. So, you guys, this weekend, March 2nd and 3rd, beginning at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday for all VIPs, 10 o'clock for general admission. House of Mouse Expo 2024 will kick off in the Osceola Heritage Park Event Center on it's on 192 near the Turnpike in Florida there. So you can check it out. We've announced a lot of these people, but I'm going to go through them again.
You're gonna listen to
You
all.
may help to help me with some of the names because I'm not
It's gonna
good at
take a
names.
while.
No, it takes like 5 minutes, not
Okay,
even.
you better hurry up.
So first, of course, our good friend Jason Marsden is going to be there, is helping us do moderating panels. He's going to keep the hype going in the crowd. He's going to be on the microphone. He's going to have all kinds of fun. So definitely come out, see Jason. We talked to him today. He's really excited. So
He's
I
totally
promise.
stoked about it.
Another big thing that people are excited about is making friends. So we got Bill Farmer, Brett Iwan, and Caitlin Robrock. They are Goofy, Pluto, Mickey, and Minnie Mouse. They will be there all weekend. There's going to be a panel with the three of them in it. It's going to be a great time.
You didn't send me that graphic. I need that. Anyway, go
Listen.
ahead.
This man who's done more voices than anybody, I think, has ever done. Jim Cummings will be there. Just so many iconic voices. This man is so talented. You definitely need to come out and meet Jim. I think it's going to be a highlight for most anybody who comes up to see him because his voices, he's done touched everybody in some way. Another one, great Terry McGovern. You remember him from DuckTales, Launchpad McQuack. Just another great person. Come out, see him. He's got lots of great stories to tell you. We have our Pirates of the Caribbean reunion with Kevin McNally, Lee Ehrenberg, Martin Kleba. They're going to all be on stage together, but they're also going to have photo ops and they're going to be talking pirates and all kinds of fun stories. Another person, Irene Bedard, Pocahontas herself, will be there. She wasn't able to make it last year. She's coming this year. So she will be there. One of our friends, Ross Marquand, who's from the Marvel Universe, but also the Walking Dead Universe, he's going to be in attendance. Go ahead. I'll let you take over.
Leilani Xu, who is the first named Jawa as far as Star Wars goes. So she's going to be there and she's going to have some of her droid friends there with her. And then we have Alex Panovich, who was in Hawkeye and Once Upon a Time and a bunch of other things. You'll have to Google him because he's been in a lot of stuff. And Greg Finley from The Secret Life of American Teenager. And he's been in some other things as well. Again, Google. Melanie Paxton, who was the fairy godmother in Descendants. She was in Saving Mr. Banks. And actually, she's been in a whole lot of stuff. When I looked her up, she's been in like everything. And she was the Red Robin hamburger girl for years. Dale Gabaldo from Mickey Mouse Club. Again, we talked about him. He was a last minute addition, and him and his friends will be part of our 90s after party on Saturday.
So there you have it. That's our entire guest list for this weekend. Tickets are still available at houseofmouseexpo.com. They will also be available at the door. You can purchase them once you get there. Like I said, the party will not be available to buy tickets for it at the door, so you will have to get those in advance sometime this week. If you do want to attend the party, it's almost sold out. So if you're even thinking about it, you might want to get those ASAP. It's going to be a great time, guys. Come out, have fun with us all weekend. We're going to have a podcasting stage where Greg and I are going to open the show with podcasting in the main vendor area. We've got over 100 vendors total. We have the droid builders from Star Wars that are going to be there. We have members of the 501st going to be there. I'm trying to think of everything we have going on.
There's a whole lot.
It's going to be crazy. It really is. JSA is going to be there authenticating and
Signatures.
signatures and such like that. So if you're a collector and you want to get those things done, they'll be there for you. We're going to have House of Mouse t-shirts, House of Mouse swag for purchase. There's just going to be so much. Please come out, check it out, have fun. Tickets for Saturday are $45, tickets for Sunday $35, and if you want the weekend pass, it's $70 for the whole weekend to get in there.
Which isn't bad.
No. So if you guys have something, if you have nothing to do this weekend, come on out and see us. We'll be there all weekend till 7 on Saturday, till 5 on Sunday.
Yeah, and it please help spread the word because that's how we grow and we're able to do these sort of things with the help from all of you, which we appreciate very much.
And all of our staff is going to be traveling in this week. So prayers to all of them that they have safe travels
Yes.
if they're not over here, and still safe travels to get to the venue. Chuck's going to be running the floor, so prayers to him that he can be able
Poor
to
Chuck.
wait, everything that's going to be going on. I know that's a huge undertaking. Huge
Undertaking.
undertaking for him to take on, but he does it like a rock star, and he'll knock out of the park again this year.
We have a great staff, so
We
it's going to
do,
be a fun
and
weekend.
our staff makes it so much better because it's all, everybody on our staff is our friends. We don't have any volunteers or anything like that that aren't friends of ours. So everybody who will be there is somebody we know personally, and they're going to be out there to make sure everybody there has the best time they can, no matter what capacity they're at the show in.
That's right. So come and see us, cosmosexpo.com for all the information. And all the pixie dust and prayers for a great weekend are super appreciated. And we will have lots to tell you next time. So have a wonderful week, and we will see you real soon.
See you guys. Bye.